Hello, beautiful humans. It's Timey.
And Ben.
Ben, can you believe that we started this podcast over a year ago?
Oh, gosh, no. I can't believe that. It seems like it's been just a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Since we started our podcast.
It has been.
It definitely doesn't seem like it's been just a year.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What has been the best part of making this podcast for you?
Well, there are a lot of fun parts to me, but I think my absolute favorite thing is actually when the episodes get released.
Yes.
So like when I, you know, pull up my phone on Monday and refresh my podcast feed and see see our podcast like there with the others and
just, published. Yeah.
Makes us look like legitimate and stuff. So I really like listening to it like after they've been released on the podcast app. But it's been fun like putting episodes together and like branching out and learning about things that even I didn't know.
A little outside of our area of expertise.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How about you?
What's
been your favorite?
Also, my favorite thing is the releasing of the episodes because I don't know if this is going to sound a little bit narcissistic, but when I listen to our episodes once they're released, like when I'm working out and stuff, and I'm just like cracking up at us. I'm laughing at us because we're so funny. Yeah, I mean, at least it's my sense of humor. It's your sense of humor. We think we're funny, right?
No, I agree with you too. I mean, I was thinking about this, like, does this sound too, like you said, almost like self-absorbed, but like listening to it and imagining it, like other people hearing it for the first time and like hoping somebody is enjoying it and appreciating
what
we're doing.
So hopefully that doesn't sound too narcissistic, but I do enjoy listening to the final episodes.
For sure. Especially with all of like the great editing and like the music.
Yes.
Because when we sit in here and record, like we, and you do really good at this, but like with the intro, you know, your pause is like, you know, with the script and hello, beautiful humans. And then you like pause for the intro. So, you know, when we're recording, it doesn't have the same magic as when all of the music and sound effects are added in.
Yeah. Love the sound effects. Mm-hmm. Zach does a great job.
Oh yeah. The best.
Yeah.
So you asked me my favorite part. What's your least favorite part or what was harder about this than you thought was going
to
be?
Well, actually it's related to the best part because I spend so much time listening with an ear for what to cut out. Like we just like had too long of a pause that we're going to have to cut out because we couldn't remember what we were doing.
Yeah, no, that was my fault. I got added a question.
So like I'm listening to all of that and not really listening to it for enjoyment. And I actually get tired of hearing my own voice. And so the hardest part has been like trying to stay interested, listening to myself speak for that long. And I didn't think that that would be the case. I thought I would be like way more disconnected, but it's me listening to me. And I just get tired of hearing myself. What about you?
Yeah. You've been doing all the work on that front.
Yeah.
So I can imagine how that would be not just like getting tired of listening to yourself, but that would just be like tedious.
Yeah.
Tedious work. You have to listen to it, like pause and rewind and figure out timestamps and all that stuff. So that's appreciated.
Yes. Now Zach does the majority of that work, but I just wasn't anticipating having, like just getting sick of listening to myself. And so, you know, it's nice when the episode does come out because then I'm just listening to it as a listener and I'm no longer thinking about how I sound and, you know, cutting things out and just like enjoying it. So, so the worst part is having to listen to myself over and over, which you don't have to do.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So what's your favorite episode?
So I kind of cheated in a couple ways and maybe just thought about like maybe my top five.
Yeah.
But I think definitely my favorite episode of all is our Ethics of True Crime
episode. I love that one too.
I think that like just the topic is really different and unique and unusual.
Yes.
And I think we did a good job on that, like our discussion about like, you know, our true crime picks was good. And
all right.
So yeah, I like that. And I know like a number of people have also used that episode. Like I think Graciela used it, made her students listen to it. And maybe you did too. So
yes, Dr. Perez, she had her students listen to it. And I also attached an assignment to it in my mass and serial murder class. So that episode was great. Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm.
So I would say that's my top one. I also really liked fast fashion. Me too. I think that was a funny, like, we, you know, us talking about our fashion and if we'd shopped at like all these different fast fashion places. Yeah. But also, you know, for me, that was something that I really didn't know anything about.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of like a new experience for me learning about fast fashion and what the issue and what the problem was.
Yeah. Also a favorite of mine.
So number two, fast fashion. Number three, this is another kind of cheat, but I like our holiday episodes
a lot. I love
like
our holiday
Christmas
episodes.
Christmas toys and Satanic Panic. Those were fun episodes. And the holiday theme that you always just kind of gets you in the, like, the spooky fall Halloween mood and the Christmas mood.
Oh, yeah.
Paraphilias, which is one of our newest one, is probably one of the most outrageous topics that we've done.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was also fun. Like,
it was fun.
You know, I really really like playing the true and false game with that one, trying to guess if I knew what those words meant and what those paraphilias were.
Yes.
And then gender depictions and comics. I'll mention that as my last one because that was that's a fun topic and was related to, you know, my superhero class and superheroes. So those are my top five, I think. What about you?
I think I'm going to agree with you on your one through three, you know, like in terms of those being my favorites. Of course, I do like the paraphilias episode, but it was also one of those where like having to edit and listening to myself say all of those words over and over again, I found to be really, I just annoyed myself.
Yeah.
But I did go back and listen to our, you know, like what is criminology episode, like our first episode, and it was cringy. Like you can kind of tell we're just like not really sure about how to do this thing yet. And so we're stuck between we're teachers, we're professors, like we're in a classroom trying to teach, but we're not doing that on a podcast. And so there's like some really awkward pauses and stuff that there was no way Zach could have edited out. And so it is a little cringe. Yeah. So
no, I haven't told you this before, but like when I was teaching last semester, sometimes when I would get to like the topic that I was going to cover in class, I would go back and listen to the episode and just like refresh myself.
Yeah.
To teach that. And so I listened to Plea Bargain and I was like, oh, yeah, okay. So this was.
Yeah.
And then I listened to Solitary Confinement, which was like one of our very first episodes.
Yes.
And I turned it off halfway through. I'm like, oh, I can't
listen to that.
This.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so we have gotten a lot better over the last year.
We've come like, a long way, baby.
Yeah. We've come a long way. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, like one of my favorite episodes is Ocean Justice. And it's because that's when we sort of figured out that we can have a sense of humor a little bit more. And like we were just trying to find our footing. And even Jenna had mentioned, like, you guys were really feeling yourself in this episode. And so that was kind of when we were starting to, like, show our personalities a bit more and be who we are. So we're getting better.
That's funny because I actually had Ocean Trash on my top five list.
Yes.
And changed it at the last minute.
Well, it's just not as good as some of the you know, like the episodes we've recorded more recently because it was so early days. But I would love to re-record that one. But, at, you know, on one hand, it's nice to like see where we've come from and like laugh at ourselves when we were trying to figure out the podcast stuff early days. Yeah. So let's keep it, even if it's cringy.
So, yeah, those are some of our favorite. And like I said, It was really between Ocean Trash and gender depictions in the comic. And I agree with you. Ocean Trash is really like it's one of my favorite episodes, not because of the content, but like you said, that's kind of when we found our footing and found like what works.
Yeah.
For us. But I like
because we don't
topic
get to make these many jokes and act this way in our classes.
No, for sure.
So, you know, even though this is an educational podcast, we do get to be funny and allow a little bit more of our personalities come through and create a little bit, be like a content creator, like, you know, podcaster or something like that.
Yeah. And I mean, I've actually tried to do this more in my classes since we started the podcast. But I know for a long time, like I was just like, no personal information at all.
Yeah.
I did not want to disclose anything about like my personal likes or my personal life to students for a long time. So I was very kind of like, I mean, I would make jokes, but I was just like not, you know, I wouldn't say like, oh, I love Godzilla in class or anything like that, you know?
I mean, part of that's just being a young professor too, right?
Yeah,
like
that's true. That's
you get older, more years behind you, and you don't feel like you need to make as much of like a, you know, a separation between you and the students. And there's a comfort level.
For sure.
Just like with our podcast.
So, 1 year down.
1 year down, 1 year anniversary.
More to go, hopefully. So what would you like to see happen? in the next year? So what are some goals you would have for us in the next year, upcoming year?
We have like a great list of topics to cover. So like it's an ever-increasing list of topics to cover. We have a wonderful list. And so I think we're just going to keep chugging along. If anything, I think we're just the more experience we have, the better we're going to be, the fewer edits for Zach to have to do to our episodes. But also, I would really just like to try to promote and market it more. And so that's what in the next year, I think we need to be focusing a little bit more on. And so, you know, just figure out best ways to do that. And I've got some of my student interns in the Gandhi Center working on those ideas.
Totally agree. Like, you know, the first year was kind of like finding our footing and figuring out how to actually do the episodes and putting things together. And now I really want to, like, you know, grow our listener base, like more people listen. So if you are listening and enjoy us, help us accomplish that task. Tell your friends about us, share us. You know,
like, give us a five stars on, give us a five star rating.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
And subscribe. Spotify also, like, the more listens you get, then it, it gives the podcast as a recommendation to just random people. So that would be great. Nice. Okay, so can we move to the thank yous?
Yeah,
we
let's have do a lot. That. Gratitude, for sure.
Gratitude is the way to go. So we want to take this opportunity to thank the people who have made all of this possible. First and foremost, Jenna Polk and Zach Williams at JMU Libraries for their excellent production. And now we have Charlotte with us today, who's also a part of the crew, and she's helping us.
They get to do all, they have to do all the technical work. We just come in here and have fun.
And that's the only reason we've made it a year, because if I had to do all the technical stuff, I would have like tired of it a long time ago.
And like Jenna especially was super helpful when we got started. Like she, you know, she gave us tips on like recording and, you know, it's just things that we didn't know or wouldn't have thought about.
So she also encouraged us to show our personalities more. Like she really responded well when we started doing that, and we're like, oh, I guess we can do that. We don't have to be so stiff. We can have fun. So thank you, Jenna and Zach. We also want to acknowledge Randy Budnikas, who is in digital marketing, and he uploads our podcast every couple of weeks. And anytime I want numbers, I send him a message, and he immediately like gets back to me. He also is like super quick in uploading our podcast when I submit it. He's almost too quick, because I'll be like, you know, this on Monday, and then he just goes ahead and does it. So he's been great.
Yeah, I've never met him or had any interaction with him, but he, as we said, he does my favorite thing. He puts the episodes on Apple for us
on
to
Apple.
See.
Also, a big thank you to Diane Folk, who I believe is the only person who has donated to support our podcast. We might have a few others from JMU Giving Day, but she's our number one stan, even though she's too busy to actually listen to the podcast. So we also want to thank the JMU and larger community for the episode requests. For I mentioned, we still have a very long list of topics to get through. We do not plan on stopping anytime soon.
Yeah, and if you got an idea, send them to us. I mean, we've got plenty to keep us busy for a long time, but
yeah, and
you know,
sometimes
the more we have, the longer we'll keep doing it.
Yeah, and sometimes if you know, like if you want to, we can move it up also. Like if you're like, I'd really like to listen to this, because we're 2 weeks, we're recording, we release this podcast every 2 weeks, but we're recording way ahead of time. You know, doing your topic suggestion now doesn't mean it's going to come out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, especially if we like get like a really good idea, like, oh, I hadn't thought about that before. That'll be a good episode. We'll definitely bump it up in the queue.
Some of it's just our interest too. So yeah, just let us know. Thank you, listeners. Okay, so that's like our thank you to the listeners.
thank you to most of all our listeners,
the most important people. We wanted and still want this podcast to be a response to topics that people are interested in and would like to know more about, but they don't have much time. Like Diane, unfortunately, doesn't have much time to listen to our podcast. But Ben, are there any listeners that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, any, like all of them. If anybody is listening, I try to say this all the time. Like, we love you so much and we're so appreciative that you listen to our podcast and our episodes.
Please.
So any listener, you are very dear and near to our hearts, and we're so thankful.
We love you.
And appreciative of you, and please don't give up on us.
Don't give up on us.
Yeah, keep going strong. But there are three people that particularly stand out. Like, obviously, my mother, I know that she lists, you know, so like sometimes she'll text me and, you know, say like particular things. So she really loved the Christmas episode where I talked about like my favorite Christmas. So, you know, I know she listens.
Yes.
My cousin James, who lives in Chattanooga, okay. and we were like best friends growing up, and we would spend like a week with each other every summer.
Yeah.
So he's been listening, and
James. Yeah, hi, James.
He'll text. He texts me about the private prison episode, like okay. my Folsom Prison song, and
we might have to send James a T-shirt yeah. once we get those made.
And then Angie Clem, who's Chase's yes. boss at the city, she's definitely a big fan.
Yes, thank you, Angie. Mm-hmm.
She said the other day that you know, I don't see her that often. Yeah. But she said that she felt like she knows both of us because aww. She listens to us so much.
Yeah.
So Diane, Mom, James, yes. and Angie are the people that let me know that they listen.
Right.
And so particularly, I appreciate that, and I'm appreciative of them.
Okay. Well, I have had more than one mm-hmm. listener talk to me about wanting to listen to Ben's voice, and I just want to let everybody know that I'm not jealous of Ben's voice because yeah. I say this because I've had more than one person. I'm calling you out, John Luca, Patrick. They'll say to me, I love listening to Ben, but then they qualify that with like, oh, but I like your voice too, like as an afterthought.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't get it. Like, you know how you hate
yeah
like the sound of your own voice.
Yes.
But I know Rita has told you this before, and yes. I agree too. Like, you have a very lovely.
Thank
you. It's like soft and it's soothing.
Thank you.
And particularly, I remember in our plea bargain episode, I asked you if you pled guilty to being like a sexy, soothing podcast host.
Yes.
And that's exactly what I had in mind. Like,
yes.
It's kind of like, I hope you're not offended. I don't know. But anyway, remember like Delilah.
Oh, yeah. How
she'd come on the radio yes. and it was just like so soft and soothing and comforting, and that's how I feel about
Phoebe Judge's mm-hmm. voice actually mm-hmm. so you mm-hmm. know I'm not trying to mimic her, but yeah, I'm just sure. saying mm-hmm. So anyway, yes, of course I love Ben's voice also. Why do you think I asked him to be a co-host? So it's okay if the only shucks. Reason that you listen to our podcast is for Ben. I am perfectly okay with that.
Well, you're making me blush, but that's nonsense.
So we're going to wrap up this yeah. 1 year revisit mm-hmm. and happy anniversary to us
yeah.
by once again asking you to follow, subscribe, give us a little shout out, mm-hmm. review. Mm-hmm. If you contact us and say something like, "Ooh, I really liked that episode," we might throw a yeah. t-shirt your way mm-hmm. or some other kind of, lovely item.
Yeah,
and
for
also,
sure.
if you'd like to support us financially, $5, $10, most of our money that we use for, all of our educational programming comes from private donors. And you can find all of this information on the link in our show notes. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, keep it up. See you next year.
See ya.